Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. And we're thrilled to have the Lone Bellow joining us here today, live from the library, because our normal studio is occupied with those friendly volunteers ready to take your pledge. Zach, Kaneen, and Brian of the Lone Bellow joining us. Welcome.
Hello.
It's so great to have you, and we're going to hear about how the writing came to be for this amazing debut from the trio out of Brooklyn, and we'll get their story after this first song. What are you going to start us off with?
You Never Need Nobody.
Oh,
And all I ever do is wrong.
So amazing. I get goosebumps every time. My eyes start to water. It's just, it's really amazing. And it's the Lone Bellow live from Studio A with You Never Need Nobody. It's Zach Williams, Kaneen Pipkin, and Brian Elmquist together. They are the Lone Bellow, and they're playing live for us today during the spring membership campaign. And we're happy that they took the time out to do this for us today. And they'll perform tonight with Ivan and Alyosha, who will play in the next hour live for us, along with Twin Folk Forks and local group Deadwood Floats. So amazing music today, and you know, local, our folks need to reach out to us and support your local public radio station WCBE, don't you think? What's that number to call? I
100% agree that you should support your local radio station, and you should call 614-365-5711
and thanks.
And give some monies.
There you go. Thanks, Kaneen. Well, let's start off with Zach, who's the lead singer and principal songwriter. And originally, well, the group's now out of Brooklyn. But originally, you lived in Southern Florida. And, you know, Mother, it was Earth Day on Monday. We're doing a big celebration on Saturday here. But Mother Earth, Mother Nature kind of had something to do with how these songs came to be in a weird way. We can blame her in a good way.
Sure.
Talk about the storms and something bad that turned into something good.
Yeah, my my wife and I grew up together in Acworth, Georgia, and we got married young, and we moved down to Florida for school, down to West Palm. And it was 2004, I think, and these two hurricanes came through in the same month. And when the first one came through, a bunch of our friends, we all went up to my folks' little horse ranch in Acworth just to get away from the storm. And the next morning, we were all up riding horses and just sitting out in the front yard and hanging out. And my wife, Stacy, took the horse and went out. And just a side note, sometimes pressure and weather will make an animal act different. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it'll put a lot of anxiety in them. So we actually, none of us saw the accident happen, but something happened where I believe she was ran through a limb, and maybe that knocked her off. And then when she fell, she was already unconscious, so her body just didn't brace at all. And she broke C1, C3, C5, and C6. And we found her out there in the field unconscious, went to the hospital. They diagnosed her quadriplegic, put her in a halo, and we lived there kind of in that state for a while. And I had this group of friends that lived there with me that just would sit with me, you know, in hours of awkward silence, but I knew why they were there. And I feel like we were able to see this gift of just humanity, just people carrying one another's burdens without words. And when we were talking to each other, something came up where they said, hey, if Stacy just miraculously gets better one day, let's all move to New York City and just live close together, just do life together. So that was 9 years ago. So we've all been in a little neighborhood where we live in walking distance from each other for the past 7 years. Yeah. And you know, we got little ones now, and they're best friends, and we just are going to continue to try to live close to one another and do life together. And in that group of friends is Kaneen's older brother. So when I sang in his wedding, Kaneen came over from Beijing, and we sang Oh Happy Day together, and that's how we met. And Brian and I go way back. He's from Sandersville, Georgia.
Okay.
And he's been a singer-songwriter for as long as I've known him. Brian and those guys, they all encouraged me to turn my journal entries I would write in rhythm to help process things. And they're like, you should turn these into songs and just play the open mics just to process whatever's going on. So that's how I personally started writing songs. And these guys have their own journeys to it. But we all kind of collided together in a little neighborhood called Park Slope, Brooklyn, about 3 years ago, and made the record about 2.5 years ago.
And because that miracle did happen, you know, with your wife, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden back to normal and everything? What happened that day?
Well, the day we had to celebrate her birthday like 4 or 5 nights in a row. Cause she was on so much Oxycontin.
Oh, geez.
Somehow she would remember it was her birthday, but wouldn't remember any of the gifts we were getting her. So she got a whole bunch of great stuff. She got some sweet tennis shoes and all sorts of stuff. But the last day, she was telling a story, and she just unintentionally moved one of her fingers. And then all the nurses came in. They're like, okay, something's going on.
Wow.
And then they're like, okay, we think that she's going to be paraplegic, just waist down. So we started going to classes and learning how to live life that way, and met some incredible people who live life that way, and just so inspiring. These people who have put aside a tragedy and live life with such courage. And then it was just weeks later that she actually started feeling terrible pain in her legs, and that's when her nerves came back. And the head neurologist was like, you know, we don't understand everything about the human body, and we don't know how to explain this, but you need to leave as soon as possible. Just because of morale in the hospital, because not everybody stands up and walks out.
Right, that's
and,
so amazing.
And for the health of the community of the hospital, they got us out of there as soon as possible. But
I'm
we're
so happy.
So right. blessed. To have that entire experience.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, so amazing. And thank you for sharing that. I'm such a crybaby sometimes. But it's The Lone Bellow, live from Studio Library today during our membership campaign. And the number to call, Kaneen, give it to us again.
Once again, 614-365-5711.
And, okay, let's hear another one. Tell us a little bit about, is this one from the journal?
You want to tell us about this one, Brian?
Brian?
This is not one from the journal.
Uh-oh. What do we got going on here?
This is a song called You Don't Love Me Like You Used To, and it's a healthy argument between two married folks.
All right. Sounds good.
Right?
Yeah,
why not?
Ready?
You don't love me like you used to. Just a spirit haunting my bedroom. House I built for you feels like a tomb. You don't love me like you used to.
You waited at the bus stop, flowers in hand, a yellow tulip for each hour we'd spend
apart. But now my broken heart, an empty hand
that always wanted just to hold you close. I buried it. Along with all the notes I wrote, if I'd have thought you'd be real.
Now you don't love me like you used to. You don't hear me when I'm talking to you. Just an old book, you just breeze on through. You don't love me like you used to.
I come up and the table set just right, and watch a shadow fill my appetite. And know for sure your kitchen's closing early every night.
Day I wish that you would
go away
and find another soul to
suffocate.
So I love you so, but you should know I can't go on this way.
I can't go on this way. I can't go on this way. Cause you don't love me like you. Talking to you, just an old book, you just breeze on through. You don't love me like you used to. You don't love me.
You don't love me. You don't love me like you do.
Another amazing track live from our library today. It's The Lone Bellow. And the number to call to support these special in-studio sessions is 614-365-5711 during our spring membership campaign. And The Lone Bellow will perform tonight with Ivan and Alyosha. Be sure to stick around for their live session. Coming up in the next hour, WCBE presents this show over at the basement. Doors are at 7 o'clock. Also performing Twin Forks and Deadwood Floats. And well, gosh, I just saw on your Facebook page, I mean, you're on tour now, but also new news about Robert Plant.
Yes.
That's kind of cool, huh?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Tell us what happened there and what's going to be happening on tour.
We're going to lose our minds what's going to happen there.
We're opening for Robert Plant in Chicago.
Yes.
That's what we're doing.
I want to try to sneak in one of those microphone stand moves. You know, his signature microphone stand move? I figured it could work out somehow in our Americana music. You just throw it back.
Me and Kanine are just going to talk to him in Led Zeppelin lyrics.
What'd y'all say you're going to say to him today?
I saw him, I'm just going to go,
I bet he loves
that'll
that.
Work. Yeah.
He loves that.
But that show is... Do you come from the land of ice and snow?
The hammer of the gods?
And that is going to be in Chicago. And when is the date for that? Or it's just new news.
June?
So hard to remember. June?
Sure.
Well, you can check out on their Facebook page, The Lone Bellow. And we want to fit one more in before we go to the news from NPR and then back to the music. And again, the number to call to support these amazing sessions is 614-365-5711. It's your music, your WCBE. And we're very grateful. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
And what's this last one you're going
to
do?
This is called Teach Me to Know.
Carried promise of the old one. You're the same but somehow different. Bear the burdens of the line. You brave stand and you never see it coming. Seems like every other morning, like a secret you can't tell. And you get carried away, carried away,
carried away, carried away,
carried away,
carried away, carried away,
carried away. Out there, a thousand years into the future, almost nothing of it seems sure. Things so rarely stay the same.
But right here, in these burning simple seconds, living out all your best guesses, someone's calling out your name.
Carried away,
carried away, carried away,
carried away,
teach me to know my number of days. Hold out my heart from getting carried. Teach me to know my number of days. Hold out my heart from getting carried. Yeah. Teach me to know my number of days. Hold out my heart from getting carried. Carry away, carry it 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 away.